thing that I know for sure, I saw goodbye in her eyes.
It's 'cause of me. Betty, one time I was riding on my skateboard when I passed your house. It's like I couldn't breathe. You heard the rumors from Inez. You can't believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. The worst thing that I ever did was what I did to you. But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go straight to hell or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing? I'm only 17, I don't know anything, but I know I miss you. All went wrong, your favorite song was playing from the far side of the gym. I was nowhere to be found, I hate the crowds, you know that. Plus I saw you dance with him. You heard the rumors from Inez. You can't believe a word she says most times, but this time it was true. Was what I did to you. But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go straight to hell or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing? I'm only 17, I don't know anything, but I know I miss you. She pulled up like a figment of my worst intentions. She said, James, get in, let's drive. Those days turned into nights. Slept next to her, but I dreamt of you all summer long. Betty, I'm here on your doorstep, and I planned it out for weeks now, but it's finally sinking in. Now is the last time I can dream about what happens when you see my face again. The only thing I want
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Fernandina Beach. Live, local, country.
Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Got a whole slew of stuff. Braves trying to punch their ticket to the World Series. Fell a little short last night.
Ooh, a little short.
High school football from around the area. And we've got a big conversation to have. As it's fitting, right? Because I think most of you know that, you know, we do our show, our home from our home affiliate, which is right here in Kingsland. And so it's going to be fitting that we're going to do our show from here because we've got to have a conversation about the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, we're going to bring them up quite a few times today. I mean, hey, I respect anybody that lives in this part of the state loves and respects Camden County football. For Camden County to go on the road and get beat, it was 43-0. They brought the JV team in and got 7 points. You got a running clock. You got two state football championships this century in the highest classification. You're going on the road. You're playing a team that's in a lower classification, two classifications lower than you, and you have a running clock in the second half, in the fourth quarter, and you're just getting run out of a stadium. That's unacceptable.
Well, let me put this in perspective. First off, they've got three state championships for this century. One not that long ago, 2009, was the last time they won a state championship when Jeff Heron was still here. It is the first time that the Camden County Wildcats have been shut out, although I guess you can't really say they got shut out because they did score a touchdown on the very last play of the game. So if they had gotten shut out, it would have been the first time since 2007. It's the first time that they would have gotten shut out and blown out since 2000, which was Jeff Heron's first year. But here's the big thing. To my knowledge, and I may be wrong about this, but I haven't had anybody that knows Camden County football decades and decades back tell me any differently. It's the first time since this program has been a blue blood of the state that they've been on a running clock ever in the fourth quarter.
A running clock. You expect that out of the Beach High Schools and the Johnson High Schools and the Windsor Forests, the group teams out of Savannah, to be on running clocks in a football game. But Camden County, running clock in a football game?
No, and don't take anything away from Warner Robins. They are really, really good football team. They're my pick to win the 5A state championship. But the program of Camden County has no business ever being on a running clock to anybody of any classification. There's no shame in losing to Warner Robins, even though they're two classifications lower. That's a different story when you're on a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Last 2 weeks, Jason, Coffee County, Warner Robins, Camden's lost by a combined score of 80-20.
Think about that for a minute. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Peachtree Pest Control.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There's some scores out your way. The aforementioned Camden Warner Robins game. Warner Robins beats Camden 43-7. Pinewood gives Clinch, Pinewood, GISA Pinewood gives Clinch everything they wanted and more. Almost pulls off the upset. They go down to Clinch 34-29. Lee takes down Tiff 23-16. Veterans and Houston in a pitching duel. 7-0. Houston tops Veterans. Glen Academy blows out Bradwell 41-14. The Pirates of Brunswick blow out South Effingham 38-6. Richmond Hill blanks Statesboro 34-0. Listen to the score I'm about to give you. Listen to what I'm about to tell you right now. Benedictine 21, Appling 28.
That's 2 weeks in a row. Benedictine's gotten beat. They lost it way to Ware County, and they've lost to Appling County in back-to-back weeks.
Vidalia 40-14 winners over Tatnall. Liberty, boy, they played a really great game because you don't often see this score with Southeast Bullock. But Southeast Bullock does go down to Liberty 21-7.
Here we go.
Jeff Davis opens up a can on Bacon 41-14.
Bacon was 4-1.
That's right. They were. That's why Jeff Davis is in the Jason Bishop Top 10 High School Power Rankings.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, Charlton goes down to Turner 53-7. MCA goes up to Twin City and says, ECI who?
Yeah, ECI, a powerhouse for many, many years in Class A football around the state. McIntosh goes on the road, wins 21-7. Now they're 4-2 on the season. Their only two losses have been to Brunswick and Glenn, 6A high school.
They're on a collision course for the region championship with Metter.
Coming up in a couple of weeks or maybe soon.
Speaking of Metter, 37-0 winners over Screven. Deerfield Windsor goes down to Savannah Country Day 42-32. Savannah Christian, 21-14 winners over First Presbyterian. Stratford beats Calvary Day 28-21. And the Coffee County Trojans blank Salem 53-0.
And John Millage Academy, 56, Valwood, nothing.
That's ugly.
That is ugly.
How good is John Millage?
Apparently, they're pretty good. Or Valwood is really, really down this year.
Well, that's the second or third time that I can recall that Valwood's gotten blown out by another powerhouse in GISA. Frederica did it to them early in the year.
At home, and, you know, Valwood's getting beat up by folks. Saw something I never thought I'd see in high school football last night, Jason. Covering the Brunswick game, South Effingham comes out in single wing offense and they win the opening toss and they take the football and hold the ball for an entire quarter.
What was the final score of that game?
38-6, Brunswick.
Okay.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, actually from down here.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, Come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. I'm not the type to tell I told you so, but if I was the type to tell I told you so, I told you the Lakers would win it all. Rays, you are about to become the laughingstock of baseball. The Jets, the only team in the NFL that can turn signing Le'Veon Bell into a bad thing. Clayton Kershaw, who is that? Write this down. Georgia will beat Alabama today by 3 touchdowns. Another head-scratcher for Big Game Dan at Florida. Bryce Wilson, spine of steel. Does anyone really want to win the NFC East? BYU, college football playoff bound. When is the last time you said this? SMU is 5-0. If the Falcons get the first pick in the NFL draft, they'll pass on Trevor Lawrence and take some defensive end out of Wyoming. If you are not watching The Boys on Prime, do it. Homelander is a maniac. And these are my thoughts.
You got nothing to say?
The Falcons. That would be something they'd do. They would sign, they would pass on Trevor Lawrence and then draft a hybrid defensive end that's undersized.
I want to throw this your way. Apparently there is a new option in high school football that was used last night in the Bullock Memorial Day game, where Bullock was beating Memorial 38-0, and the Memorial went to the house at halftime. Didn't come out to play the second half.
They had a field trip today. I mean,
had something better to do?
Yeah, I mean, they had to get up early. You know, why get beat 60-0? You're already losing 38-0. They just packed it in, went to the house. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something you'd do.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Southern Soul, and Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned. Anniversaries are still coming up. Babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you, whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, or telling dad thank you for everything. Cunningham Jewelers has you covered. No matter your budget, CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, it is that time of the show where it's time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And so, as I said, we do have a new entry. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't get home till 2 a.m. this morning. And then I had to be right back here this morning to do the show. So I didn't have an opportunity last night before I went to bed to see all the scores and put my mathematical formula into play. So I did my top 10 this morning, and I did the formula in my head because that's where it's at. I got it memorized. Yeah. And so because of that, I'm just letting you know that, you know, I have basically had to break out the calculator this morning, and I did these this morning. Last week, Savannah Christian checked in at number 10. Toombs was 9, 8 was Pierce, 7 Coffee, 6 Richmond Hill, 5 Appling, number 4 was Jeff Davis, Metter was number 3, Ware 2, and Lowndes was number 1. And so the number 10 team checking in for the first time this season, except for the preseason rankings, at number 10, the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers.
The Bucs get in at number 10, 4-2. 4 straight wins after losing to Brunswick High and Glen Academy the first 2 weeks of the season.
At number 9, Pierce County.
So Pierce drops a spot after, I guess they had a bye last week.
Yeah, they didn't play.
So they drop.
At number eight, Coffee County.
Coffee. Did they drop?
They dropped a spot.
Dropped a spot.
They won 56-0.
And dropped the spot.
Yes.
Wow.
At number seven, staying at number seven. No, actually, they dropped spot two. At number seven, Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill wins 34-0, and they drop a spot. So, yeah, maybe, folks, he should have got some sleep last night.
Moving up four spots, Savannah Christian.
No comment.
What do you mean?
That's no comment, man.
Dropping a spot.
Oh, my goodness.
From number four to number five, Jeff Davis.
Dropping a spot.
Dropping a spot.
So Jeff Davis is continually winning every week, but they're blowing people out, and they're dropping in your poll.
They drop.
Wow.
Formula is foolproof.
Yeah.
Moving up a spot from five to four, Appling County.
Appling County beats Benedictine, so they're moving up in the poll.
Moving down a spot from number two to number three, the Ware County Gators.
Why?
That's what the formula said.
The formula sucks. I mean, why? How does a team that's beating the you-know-what out of people drop in a poll?
That's just the way the math worked out.
I got somebody on Facebook Live saying Bishop math. Yeah.
Foolproof. Yeah. Never fails you.
The standard test scores are starting to go down the tubes if you've used that in the curriculum around here.
Also dropping a spot from number one to number two, the Lowndes County Vikings.
What?
Lowndes County drops from number one to number two.
Okay.
And the new number one team atop the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Metter Tigers.
Excuse me, man. You got me coughing. The Metter Tigers. Where were they ranked last week? Where was Metter in the poll last week?
Metter was three.
Now they're number one. They jump over Lowndes.
And so, where?
And where? Wow.
I'll go ahead and recap.
Well, you don't need to recap, man. Just ball it up and throw it in the trash.
No, I'll do the...
Where are the Brunswick High Pirates, man? You got McIntosh. Where are the Frederica Knights? You got a two-loss McIntosh team in the rankings, and you got Frederica not ranked, and you got Brunswick not ranked, who beat McIntosh by two touchdowns. What?
Well, Brunswick's a 6A team.
Well, they won the football game.
And the only losses that MCA have are to two 6A teams. But, I mean, it's a good point. It just didn't factor into the math.
Yeah, yeah.
So, to recap, number 10, MCA. Number 9, Pierce. 8, Coffee. 7, Richmond Hill. 6, Savannah Christian. 5, Jeff Davis. 4, Appling. 3, Ware. 2, Lowndes. And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Metter Tigers.
Facebook Live, Brunswick fans, Frederica fans, blow Jason Bishop up online. McIntosh, yeah, I get it. But no Brunswick, no Frederica. I mean, these are the people that tune into the show every week. They're faithful listeners to the show. And, yeah, you're right. Sounds like the formula got drunk last night. That's what it says on Facebook Live. Yeah, he graduated from Glenn Academy, so we get it.
I'm getting once again, I'm getting hammered by the Frederica people. They are adamant about getting into the top 10, boy.
They should be there. Brunswick should be there. If you're going to put McIntosh in, who should be there, then where's Brunswick and Frederica?
Well, let me ask you a question about Brunswick. What's their best win? Glenn Academy? Is that Brunswick's best win?
Glenn Academy beat McIntosh 33-7. They're in your poll.
I'm just saying, McIntosh's best win is ECI, who's a powerhouse.
ECI's got a couple of two or three losses, don't they?
I don't know. I didn't look at their record. The formula told me I didn't need to.
Yeah, of course. You got up. You didn't get no sleep last night. You got up on the way down here. You were saying, man, I didn't have time to come up with my rankings, so I got to figure something out on the fly. And there's flies flying around, but they're flying over a pile of you-know-what.
I would never do something that illegitimate.
Yeah, you did it to Frederica now for a whole month.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy. You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football from last night, Glenn evens up in the region to 1-1, taking down Bradwell 41-14. Brunswick stays perfect in the region, knocking off South Effingham 38-6. MCA trucks up to Twin City and stuns ECI 21-7. Richmond Hill blanks Statesboro 34-0. Charlton goes down big to Turner 53-7. And the story of the night, the Camden County Wildcats got blasted by Warner Robins 43-7. Camden was on a running clock in the fourth quarter. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Boy, we have some great response coming in from our Facebook Live feeds from the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Yeah, it's not positive. Not positive at all.
I don't understand what everybody gets up in arms about.
Yeah, they just want to know the parameters of the poll. You won't explain that. Sound like a politician with no health care plan talking about he's got a health care plan. I mean, That's kind of like politics. Hey, Jason, what are you going to do about the deficit? Oh, we have a plan for the deficit. What is it? We have a plan. It's out there. JasonBishop.com. No, can't find it on that website.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by J.C. Strother, Georgia Sea Grill, and M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too. With any kind of keg you need, M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on exit 95. Jason apparently visited M&B before he came up with his high school football power rankings. So you can blame that on the friendly staff at M&B Liquors.
Got a big selection over there.
Yeah, they do. Apparently they do. You would know.
Now this comes the time of the show where Kip takes the show hostage and does his butt hurt list.
Butt hurt list, baby. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. The LSU Tigers. You go on the road, you get hammered by Missouri. You have championship talent all over the roster. I don't want to hear about, oh, we had 14 guys drafted. You're LSU. You're not rebuilding. You're reloading every year. You go to Missouri and you get beat, get 45 points hung on you. Defense can't stop anybody. What's wrong with the LSU Tigers?
Well, Missouri's good.
Yeah, they're good.
Missouri would probably be in my rankings.
Based on your parameters, they'd probably be sitting at number three right now. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. The Camden County Wildcats. Anytime you get a program that's got the proud history of Camden County, 2 weeks you lose to 5A high schools. You're in the 7A. You're in the highest classification in the state of Georgia, and you get beat a combined 80-20. And the only points you can get last night are by a third-string quarterback leading you down there in JV versus JV contest when the clock's running. That's not going to cut it here, Camden County. I know we're at K-Bay, and there's probably some Cat fans listening today. I don't mean to offend you, but y'all can do better than this. Number three on the butt hurt list, the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota's 1-4. They got elite talent on that defense. They got a decent quarterback, Kirk Cousins. They got Dalvin Cook. It's not like they don't have talent on the roster, and they're sitting here at 1-4. Many people were talking about them winning the NFC North, and they're sitting here at 1-4 5 weeks through the season. That's just not going to cut it. And the Minnesota Vikings, they're not a good football team. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the Philadelphia Eagles. They're sitting here at 1-3-1 in the worst division in football. They're still in it, by the way. They're only a half game out of first. But they're 1-3-1. Carson Wentz is not getting any better. He's throwing interceptions. He's just not making the plays that they need. The defense is giving up too many points. Philadelphia Eagles are not a good football team right now. 1-3-1 on the season.
There's nobody in that division that is a good football team.
No, and I promise my Facebook Live listeners, the elite team that leads that division is the most overrated team in football. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. Yeah, you fired everybody, Atlanta. You're 0-5. The Falcons, they fired their head coach. They fired their GM. But you still got what's left in that locker room. And you look around and you're 0-5. And you could have won some football games. I mean, you're 0-5, and you're not going anywhere fast. Is it time just to blow everything up in Atlanta?
Let me throw you a question. If you're the Atlanta Falcons and you finish with the number one, the worst record in the NFL, you get the number one draft pick, you got Matt Ryan in place, you still have Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. There are a lot of pieces there offensively to win. If you've got the number one draft pick, do you trade it for multiple picks and get some defensive help?
So you're telling me trade Trevor Lawrence to get help on the defense?
I believe the Atlanta Falcons are a couple of really good defensive players away from being a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender. That's where I sit.
Well, a couple of pieces away from what?
Defensive pieces.
Like secondary pieces?
They need help on the defensive line, and they need to get a shutdown corner. If they get two defensive linemen and a shutdown corner, I think they're automatically a shoe-in to make the playoffs. If not, they're contending for Super Bowls. That's where I'm at.
So you're saying if you have a number one pick, the Falcons don't draft Trevor Lawrence.
I'm just saying, look at what Dallas did with Herschel Walker.
They traded Herschel for like nine players and built a Super Bowl roster out of it. That's because Jimmy Johnson is a genius as a head coach. That was Jimmy Johnson's deal. Jerry can try to take credit for that, but Jimmy Johnson made that deal.
I don't see why the Falcons can't do the same thing with Trevor Lawrence.
So you're saying, you know, Matt Ryan's how old now? He's been in the league since 2008, so he's up there 35-ish. And you're talking about hold on to a quarterback who can't move.
No, that's not what I said. I said, should the Falcons entertain trading the number one pick to get multiple picks to help the defense and shore up the defense? That's what I said.
So you pass up. Well, that's a dilemma they're probably going to be facing if they keep on the route they're on. So right now, the New York Jets and the Atlanta Falcons lead the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites, too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Just asking the question. Just asking the question. Which is Brunswick's best win, MCA or Glenn?
Leave the pirates alone. That's he biting off a little more than you can chew there.
This thing
you got the Frederica people all over you on Facebook, and now you're trying to Brunswick High is like sticking your hand in a hornet's nest. Just don't go there, brother. They should be in the rankings. Frederica should have been in the rankings, but no, you're gonna try to take. Yeah, that's what he's doing. I'm reading a Facebook live comment. Yeah, he's trying to take veiled shots at the program. It's okay.
I'm not taking any shots at the program. I just asked a simple question. Which is their best win, Glenn or MCA? Which one is it?
All four of them so far. We're week to week. Pirates are worried about who's next.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Fox's Pizza and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Yeah, you might need to call them about a policy if you keep talking about Brunswick High. Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home and life, along with Fast Fair Claim Service. You are dedicated to providing the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. So come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call, 912-265-9175.
And now is that time of the show. I almost said the game. Almost time of the show. Time of the game. Time of the show where we give you our high school football winners for the week.
College football. So you done got rattled.
What'd I say?
You said high school football.
College football winners of the week. And remember, I'm telling you this right now. If you're a betting person, do not listen to anything Kip says on these games.
Says the person who came up with a high school football ranking with Metter at number one.
Metter's good.
They're not that good.
Kentucky at number 18, Tennessee.
I like the way Tennessee played last week. Georgia beat them down in the second half, but Tennessee played a physical brand of football in the first half of that game. I think they'll beat Kentucky today.
Yeah, I like Tennessee too. Number one, Clemson goes to Bobby Dodd, where the millions of Georgia Tech fans will be waiting on the Clemson Tigers. Doesn't matter. Clemson's too good right now for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Clemson's going to be good. And if this was a regular non-pandemic season, there might be more Clemson people in the stands in Atlanta than Tech fans.
Ooh, I don't know about all that. Pitt at number 13, Miami. I'll take Miami here.
I'll take Miami as well.
15, Auburn at South Carolina. Close. Auburn prevails in the end.
I'm taking South Carolina in an upset. Auburn should have lost to Arkansas. The SEC bailed them out last week with a bogus call at the end of the game. South Carolina upsets Auburn today in Columbia.
Number 11, Texas A&M at Mississippi State. Close, Texas A&M.
Yeah, the air raid. It raided LSU early, but the air raid, the horn's gone silent the last couple of weeks. Texas A&M beats Mississippi State today.
Louisville at number 4, Notre Dame. Close football game. Louisville makes this interesting. Notre Dame wins in the end.
Notre Dame beats Louisville. The brakes off Louisville today.
North Carolina at Florida State. Speaking of beating the brakes off somebody, North Carolina is going to do that to the Noles today.
Ouch. Yeah, Florida State's awful. It's, ugly. Ugly game today.
Number 3, Georgia at number 2, Alabama. Georgia wins this game going away by 3 scores. Alabama can't stop anybody.
Alabama's going to beat Georgia today in Tuscaloosa. Georgia got to show me a little more than what they're doing on offense. Defense is there. Alabama's offense, though, is next level. I don't see Georgia scoring enough points today to beat Alabama.
I want you guys to remember this when we come back next week, that Kip Ranch is sitting here picking against the Georgia Bulldogs.
That doesn't happen often, but I'm doing it today.
In the SEC, Ole Miss at Arkansas. I'll take the Lane Kiffins to win.
I'll take Ole Miss. I like their offense. They got to fix that defense. This could be another high-scoring game. I think it'll be close, but I think Ole Miss will pull it out.
Duke at NC State. I'll take NC State in the ACC.
So will I.
AAC, USF at Temple, South Florida. Temple, I had circled South Florida. I'm going Temple.
Yeah, I'm going Temple too.
UCF at Memphis is going to be a really good football game. Two really good football teams going at it here. You flip a coin. I'll take Memphis because they're at home.
I'm going to take Memphis too. Memphis has won 10 straight home games, and they They are a team that gives UCF some trouble. So Memphis, I got Memphis today.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, Memphis has been a problem for the Knights. UMass at Georgia Southern, I will take the Eagles.
I'll take the Eagles too. I got people hammering me on Facebook Live. I'm just saying that Georgia, offensively, they're going to have to score 28 or more points today to beat Alabama. That's all I'm saying. Georgia's defense is good, but offenses right now in college football are at the pace, and they have surpassed defenses. Last year, LSU had a great offense. Georgia had a great defense. You saw what happened in that game. I'm not dishing Georgia by any means, but if Georgia's offense continues to improve at a rate that it's improving at, yeah, they're going to have a chance to win this game.
This is the rationalization that you're giving for picking against
offenses,
the Dogs?
Offenses are ahead of defenses.
You're
going to
pick against
college.
The Braves, too?
No, I'm just saying.
You picked against Georgia Tech earlier, picking against the Braves, picking against Georgia. Did you pick Georgia Southern to win?
I did. I'll pick against Georgia today.
Gosh.
I think they'll get another crack at them in Atlanta on December 19th, but I don't think they're going to score enough points to win today.
Listen to me right now, Dog fans. Don't sweat this. Georgia wins this game 34-13. Alabama can't score on the Georgia defense, and they can't stop anybody.
I'd love to see it.
And Georgia's going to be able to run the football, and what you're going to see today in that football game is the ability – the emergence of Georgia's passing game, it's going to look lethal today against Alabama.
DJ Daniels playing corner for Georgia, he's going to get exposed by an Alabama receiver today.
He's got Richard LeCount to help him.
Well, I hope so. But that's I hope Georgia wins. I'm a big Georgia fan as anybody. My wife's on me on Facebook Live. My friends are on me.
Well, they should be.
My wife's questioning my Georgia fandom on Facebook Live. My wife. Are you kidding me right now? Hey, it is what it is. I am a legitimate sports commentator. I'm not like Jason Bishop, who comes in here with these bogus formulas, picking teams and polls just because they sponsor the show and things like that. I sit down, I analyze things, and I think Georgia needs to score 30 points today to win the football game.
Well, I agree with you, but I think they do it easily.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just telling you. Brian Snicker is going to do his very best to manage the Braves out of a World Series trip.
He's trying, isn't he?
My goodness gracious. Dude, you had a guy that struck out like five batters in a row, seven batters through the first three innings. He had told you he was willing and ready and okay to go back out for the fourth inning, and instead you take him out after three. And I understand he's a reliever. He probably wasn't going to pitch more than four or five at the very most. But, gosh, he was lighting them up. They weren't hitting him, and you take him out the game.
And we'll get into this again when we come back.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football from last night. Glenn evens up in the region to 1-1, taking down Bradwell 41-14. Brunswick stays perfect in the region, knocking off South Effingham 38-6. MCA trucks up to Twin City and stuns ECI 21-7. Richmond Hill blanks Statesboro 34-0. Charlton goes down big to Turner 53-7, and the story of the night, the Camden County Wildcats got blasted by Warner Robins 43-7. Camden was on a running clock in the fourth quarter. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa.
Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
In the Golden Isles, when you are talking barbecue, not just any old barbecue will do. It has to be that world-famous, award-winning, slow-cooked, smoked barbecue found in only one place on earth, Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simons. Don't forget your other favorites too, smoked ribs, pulled pork, and that Brunswick stew. Open Wednesday through Sunday and catering available. 912-638-SOUL, 912-638-7685, online at southernsoulbarbecue.com.
Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come on in and unwind. Boss Tweed brews from Chicago Pipeworks Brewery and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead orders, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Apparently, I should work for the CIA, I was told during the break.
I mean, you go over here every week. I mean, you do a Frederica coaches show during the week. You come up here and you get birthday cakes given to you. Had a birthday this week. Happy birthday, by the way. Frederica fans, bring your birthday cake. They celebrate their birthday with you. They're in contention to be in the power rankings, and somehow, some way, they get left out. So, I mean, you're like a double agent, man. I mean, are you're CIA or Russian KGB? What are you, man? You're like, you infiltrate fan bases. You turn them against each other. I mean, I just don't get it.
What I am is ahead of my time, and no one will realize that until I'm gone, and then I'll be appreciated for the genius that comes through this microphone every Saturday.
According to these comments on both of our Facebook live pages, genius is the last thing that you could be considered here this morning. But it's all good.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
This is where Bishop lives. Looking for a great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick, offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area now has the VR Zone. Visit Otherworld, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality like bogus high school football rankings. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event at 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
I'm just curious. You know, I asked you the question earlier. You wouldn't answer me. Brunswick's best win, MCA or Glenn? Which is it?
Both. I mean, if you got MCA in the poll, they're ranked 10. Brunswick beat MCA. They give them an untimed down to even score in that football game at the end of the game. So, I mean, Brunswick technically had a shutout against McIntosh, but somehow – Brunswick's not in your rankings. Then you got Frederica on the other hand. I'm a big Frederica advocate on this show. They're sitting here with having a good season. You know, it's all going to play out. They're probably going to be a Final Four team in GISA, and somehow they can't get considered for your rankings. They bring you birthday cakes. They do everything they do to try to appease, and somehow they can't get the respect that they deserve. The Pirate Nation, we're used to not having any respect from Jason Bishop. And now Frederica is starting to feel a lot like Brunswick fans have felt in the history of this poll right here.
Oh, the Brunswick fans are offended that they're not in the top 10 power rankings.
They're not offended. Oh. I mean, Pirate fans get even. So don't talk about offended. We still got a 30-minute drive back to Brunswick.
Look, I think I think both Frederica and Brunswick are good football teams. I think Frederica is going to be there in the end. I think the Pirates are a legitimate playoff team, and I think they've got the potential to make a run in the playoffs. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Apparently, you know, I mean, they may get in the rankings one day. Don't hold your breath, though.
Brian Snicker is doing his best to manage the Braves out of a World Series appearance. We're up 3-1, going into a bullpen game. Got a guy that's lighting it up. Nobody can hit him. You take him out after three innings, even though nobody's touched him. I get he's a reliever, but sometimes you got to play your gut and stick with the guy that nobody's. Now, you know, if you bring him back out in the fourth, they get a couple hits off of him. You know, you go get him.
Yeah.
But that's not what was happening. And we turn it into a bullpen game, and the Dodgers end up winning 7-3.
I want a manager that manages by his gut instead of by some script that's been predetermined before the game. You got a guy who's pitching 7 strikeouts in 3 innings. That means, you know, you strike out guys that you face for the most part, and you get pulled out of the game. Obviously, they were having some 7 strikeouts in 3 innings. You on a heck of a pace, because obviously they're a little bit fooled by what you're throwing up there at them. And, we're going to go out here. We're going to play the percentages here, and then we are going to go out here, and, yeah, we're not going to send you back out.
When Bryce Wilson did what he did in Game 4 and showed us some testicular fortitude walking out in that baseball game and pitching the way he did and out-pitching Clayton Kershaw and sending Kershaw out of the game, only giving up one run in the 6 innings that he pitched, he gave the Braves a huge advantage, not just in a 3-1 advantage, but gave the Braves a huge advantage as far as their rotation for the rest of the series potentially. Yeah, you threw the Game 5 bullpen game, but here's what you actually did by Bryce Wilson winning that baseball game. You now, even if you lost the bullpen game, you have the Dodgers facing elimination in Game 6 with the best pitcher in the National League on the mound for the Braves in Max Fried. They've got to beat Max Fried. Yeah, they're going to throw Walker Buehler. He's great. I understand that. But he's not Max Fried in 2020. So the Dodgers are going to have to go through Max Fried. And then if they do, by some stretch of the imagination, find a way to beat Max Fried tonight or this afternoon, in Game 7, the Braves will come back with Ian Anderson, who's been stellar the last month of the season and in the playoffs. And who are the Dodgers going to throw? They don't have anybody left.
What if, here's a scenario, what if you manage by your gut and you say, hey, Wilson, young kid, you're giving up one hit to the L.A. Dodgers through 6 innings. I believe you can get me a couple of more innings. You go out and get a couple of more innings out of that youngster because you had lightning in the bottle that day. How much fresher would your bullpen have been last night?
It's a good point. Managers, especially Brian Snicker, are so afraid to leave their starters out for too long because they might give up a couple of hits or a run might come across the board if you leave them out there one inning too long. And meanwhile, the starting pitch in Major League Baseball gets worse and worse and worse because managers like Brian Snicker continue to coddle starters.
If the Braves lose this series after being up 3 games to 1.
Oh, it's going
to
be a hard pill to swallow.
Who's it going to be on?
It's got to be on Brian Snicker because that means that the Dodgers would have gone through Max Fried in Game 6 and Ian Anderson with Game 7. And as I said, with nobody to pitch Game 7.
Let's hope we don't have to discuss that next week.
I hear you.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and Piano Bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick, average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary's, Fernandina Beach.